WTJKT Mobile.
Good morning, Eric. Happy Friday Eve, KN4 DFW.
Good morning, Ken. Happy Friday Eve to you. It seems like it's the last Friday Eve was just yesterday.
Yeah, I hear you. I see we didn't get none of that rain down here like they said.
Yeah, it was totally dry up in Shelby overnight, too. We didn't get anything. Now, the road's a little bit wet here up in the 80s, so maybe there was some overnight, but my grass was just a dew.
They get the worse they are predicted.
I think we had about a perfect double on that one.
Go ahead.
I was just saying the road looks like it's been a little bit damp up here at 86. So I'm up here by the Manon Hubbell plant, and concrete looks like it's drying, but so maybe there's a little bit of rain, but yeah, there wasn't much up by me, if there was any at all.
Yeah, down here in Greer, it's all dry. I ain't seen any rain.
So what you got going on this weekend?
Yep, traveling.
Okay, so you're headed out to Colorado this weekend?
Yeah, Roger, we leave Saturday morning.
Well, make sure you get your Echo Link app on your phone so you can still chat with us in the morning.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I had it at one time, but it for whatever reason, it doesn't work now.
Yeah, I have it on my phone, but I never use it because, I'm always here, but... Yeah, it works okay. I'm not a huge fan of Echo Link because the delays involved are pretty big, and it makes it difficult, but, it's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. I used it several times years ago when I was out of town and that, but like you said, the delays and everything, and then all of a sudden the app didn't work anymore. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, it's the same reason I'm not really big into D-Star or Fusion or any of that, because, there is a delay and, the quality's not great, but, like I said, better than nothing, I guess, but I don't suppose we've heard from Scott since he moved to New York.
No, I haven't heard from him. I guess maybe he's getting up later or something.
Yeah, who knows? I know he's checked in from New York on a couple of his trips here and there, but... I just hope he's getting along all right and getting settled in okay. I do remember growing up in New York City, and it was a lot of fun as a kid. I can't imagine it's a whole lot of fun as an adult.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's fun anytime now. I think, I was grew up a little bit in New Jersey until I was about 10 or 11, so I know how it is.
Oh, where in Jersey were you?
Well, in my younger life, I was down by Asbury Park when I was a small kid, but then we moved to, the playing fields.
Okay, yeah, we were in Manhattan until I was 8, and then we moved upstate to New Paltz, which is about an hour north of New York City. But, it was a good time. I definitely remember the hot dogs, those Fabret hot dog carts all over the place. Loved me a Fabret hot dog. And, of course, the pizza was amazing. So, it was fun.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The pizza definitely was different. I mean, when I was a kid, it seemed like they were huge.
Yeah, I remember when one slice was an entire meal, and now, the pizzas have gotten so small that, my kid can finish one by himself.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, we used to get a large cheese pizza, and a large was like 18 or 20 inches, or, just enormous, that size I'm talking about. And we used to get that for like $5 in New Paltz, and that would feed our entire family of five for dinner. And it was amazing. And now, you get a large, a pizza that size is $15-$20. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're right about that. I know that there's a pizza joint over here by us that has those, I think they're 20 inches, or at least 18 anyway.
When I first moved up to Shelby, there was a place over in Kings Mountain called Terra Mia, and they were from Jersey, right across the river from New York. Italian family, and they made the big, you know, 18, 20-inch pie. And Courtney and I used to go, and we'd get one with whatever toppings on it. You know, it was 20 bucks, 25 bucks, but, man, it was so good because they made it exactly like I remembered it back in New York.
It seems like the crust was different when I was a kid.
One more time.
I was just saying it seems like the crust was different on a pizza than it is nowadays, KN4TFW.
Yeah, nowadays they use a lower protein flour because it's cheaper, so it's more like bread than it is pizza crust.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, the flour I get for making pizzas at home is like 14-point-something% protein, where the stuff they normally use today is like 11, you know, 10 or 11. So that's why you get, you know, Papa John's or Domino's or even a restaurant pizza, and it's more like bread, and it doesn't have a, you know, that chewy, you know, it doesn't have that chewiness to it anymore.
So what about you this weekend? What you going to do?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'd like to say that I'm going to put up an antenna, but every weekend I try to do that, something gets in the way.
Yeah, they're saying rain, rain, rain this weekend, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get my app out for open beta today or tomorrow, so I might be, spending the weekend, you know, doing bug reports or answering support emails if people start downloading it. I have no idea how visible it will be or if anybody will even notice it. I'm going to try to get on a couple of message boards and a couple of Discord groups and just let people know about it, but, I'm doing some final testing and I'm hoping to launch for beta, you know, today or tomorrow, and I'm going to allow up to 1,000 people to download it and try it out, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so I don't have many batteries, so what's the advantage, or what is it helping me do if I get it?
Well, it allows you to see your battery status from your phone, so like how much charge you've got left with the voltage and current. And if you get the higher subscriptions that I'm going to have, there's actually a server, and you won't use the phone. I have like a special Bluetooth dongle that will sit by the battery all the time and upload data to the cloud server I have. It'll give you charts and graphs and analyze the cell health and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, copy that.
A buddy of mine down in Florida has a rack of these batteries in his house for his home backup system, and I sent him one of the dongles, and he finally got it set up last night, so I'm looking at his batteries online. He's got batteries of it's called a JBD BMS, and so I wanted to make sure I could talk to those, so I got that working last night, and, JBD is one of the big ones, DALI's one of the big ones. There are a couple of other BMSs that are pretty big out of China, so I think I've got them all covered now, and, hopefully this thing will take off.
Well, I wish you success with it, and it sounds like, you know, if you're interested in that stuff, it could be really good. Will it do, like, golf cart batteries and stuff like that?
Yeah, if they're lithium batteries that have a Bluetooth interface, sure.
All right, so we're talking just lithium batteries, right?
Yeah, lead-acid batteries don't typically have any kind of electronics in them. They're just kind of dumb batteries. But most lithium batteries now have a Bluetooth interface and a really poorly written app from the manufacturer to let you, see the battery state. But, if you have, usually those manufacturer apps can only look at one battery at a time. But mine, you can look at however many batteries you have all together at the same time. So that's another advantage of it.
Yeah, copy that. I think about the only batteries I have are for my, porta cable drills and accessories.
Rigid used to make a battery that had a Bluetooth interface in it, but we stopped making it a few years ago. But, there was an app and everything that, if you were a foreman at a site, you could actually program the batteries to lock out at a certain time. And we were also experimenting with locking out the batteries if they were outside a specific location. For example, if the batteries couldn't see the foreman's phone, they would shut down. And it was designed to prevent battery theft and stuff like that. But it never really took off, and so they discontinued that a couple of years ago and stopped making it.
Yeah, copy that. We have a bunch of batteries that mysteriously disappear. They're the Milwaukee brand.
Yeah, well, as expensive as Milwaukee batteries are, I'm not surprised.
Man, last night after I got the dogs walked and we ate and everything, I ended up managed to weed eat all the grass and cut it.
Yeah, I tried my new mower yesterday for the first time, and man, I'm definitely not used to driving a zero turn. Straight lines are still very hard, but yeah, I got the grass cut last night with it, and man, it's such a better job than my old broken Husqvarna.
Yeah, copy that. The guys that ride those all the time make it look easy, but I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, and I think the traditional ones, you know, your levers are just pushing on a hydraulic valve or something like that for the hydrostatic transmissions, and it's probably a little bit easier to control than an electronic control, but yeah, I got to where I would just hold, you know, I was doing clockwise circles around my yard, so I basically just held the left-hand handle all the way forward all the time, and I just dragged the right one back a little bit. To kind of make my sweeping right. And I got used to that after a few rounds. But yeah, just to do back and forth in the front yard, that was a little bit harder.
KN4TFW. Imagine there's a trick to when they turn and do a 180 to keep from tearing up the grass.
Well, I haven't learned that trick yet because I definitely left a couple of skid marks in the grass, but I'll get the hang of it.
I guess it's probably more about making one wheel go forward and the other one going in reverse, right?
Yeah, and this one's got some weird thing where if you're going forward with one wheel and you go from forward to reverse with the other wheel, it does a braking instead of, it doesn't start to dig just yet, so it gives you a little bit of time, but I think it wants you to let go of the other handle before it'll make the other tire go in reverse, so I just have to learn the control algorithm for it, but yeah, I think a couple more modes and I'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, copy that. What is it, 80 volts?
Yeah, 80 volts.
And of course, last night, you know, I was, you know, in a, you know, push for time before it would get dark and that, and I was trying to get some of the weed eating done, and then, of course, you know, it ran out of string, so I had to restring it.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. I always run out of string in the worst time. Man, there are cops everywhere this morning.
Isn't it, aren't they having some kind of program going, or was that last week?
I don't know, but they were everywhere up in North Carolina, too. I saw that Cleveland County had one of their guys, like, every couple of miles coming down 18. I don't know if they got a fugitive that they're looking for or what, but they're everywhere. Yeah, I'm just passing 66 now, and from when I got on at 96, I've seen six or seven cops.
Yeah, I'm just coming up on the 60.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and I know right there at the 66 when you're going down by that river, it's being able to hit the repeater and dipping right there.
Well, I'm just kind of going by 290 right now, and man, it is just nothing but static.
Yeah, thank you.
What's the other repeater up there? Is it 146.45 or something? I don't know.
Yeah, not sure about that.
I'm going to have to check it this weekend to make sure I have it programmed in. Maybe we just need to be able to swap to the other one when it gets like this.
Yeah, I know we used to use 285, but you're a little bit far from 285. And then, I won't be on next week, so it's going to be the week after.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you anymore. I can kind of hear your voice in there, but I'm not getting any info. But, yeah, I hope you have a great trip, Ken. That's going to be a fun time for you guys. And, you know, if I don't talk to you, you know, have a good one. And, you know, check in on Echo Lake if it can get to work. But, yeah, enjoy yourself and drive safe. And hopefully have a great trip. So W2JKT, I'm just going to say 73 for now.
73, Eric. Yeah, weekend. We'll get you in the week. KN4, DFW.
Thank you.